Well, 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 well. Hello, Spanky.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hello, sirs. It is I, Little Noid. How are you, Mr. Spanky?
I'm fine.
That is dapper, sir. Very, very dapper.
Oh, and by the way, Little Noid, why we have you here?
Yes.
I did not defecate myself last week.
You were not the one who defecated yourself?
No.
Mm. All right, just wondering. Wanting to know what the problem was, sir.
Well, I appreciate you caring for me.
As the producer, it is my occupado, to know what is wrong with the people.
Understood.
Who are not here at certain times.
Well, thank you, Little Lloyd. Well, hello, Spanky. How are you, my friend?
I'm better.
Yeah? So you were down and out with a little bit of illness, huh?
Yeah, still fighting the flu, and it went into a little bit of pneumonia.
Oh, my God.
I had a little bit of fluid in the lungs.
Oh, my goodness. Ugh.
Yeah.
Are you better now?
When you get older.
Are you better now? Or?
Not bad. I got to go back to the doctor this morning probably for another round of antibiotics.
Oh, boy. That's not good. You know, I mean, at least you're not, you know, at least you're not a phlegm-stuffed, smelly thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're just, unfortunately, down and out, which is horrible. Well, I am here. I feel pretty good, actually.
Well, good. How are you then? Good?
Yeah. I worked yesterday on WMAY.
How'd that go?
Well, it was very strange because President Obama's, he's given a, he was answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wait for that to end. So it was very strange, you know. But he finally ended at about 30-some minutes after the hour started. So, you know, I only worked like 2.5 hours, which was strange.
You know,
yeah, but it was strange, you know. So it took me a while to get into it after Obama, you know, left.
Mm-hmm.
And it was doing afternoons, which I know is, it doesn't feel like much of a difference, but it really is. I mean, it's different. It's a change, you know. As compared to when I went there last time, it was weird. It was weird because I was doing the middays, you know.
Oh, okay. So yesterday you were 3 to 6. You were filming for Jim Lee.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I did it. It was fun. You know, blah blah blah. So that's what's good, and that's what I did this week. So. And now I just have to sit around and wait for someone else to get sick over there.
There you go.
Fingers crossed.
You want me to go down and pay him a visit today?
Yeah,
I'm sure I can give him some of what I got.
Yeah, maybe just cough in their face a little bit. I don't want to hurt anybody.
No, I won't hurt them. Just cough at them.
Yeah, just sort of cough in their face and we'll be good to go.
Cough in my hand and shake their hand.
Yeah. That's all I want. I don't want, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to make them deathly ill or anything. You know, maybe feel a little under the weather. That's all.
Yeah,
I'm,
oh, this round I had, it won't make you. It gives you a temperature of about 103 for about 2.5 days.
Yeah, that's good. You know.
You just lay there miserable.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want my coworkers to get miserable, but. Well, hey, you know, I got to work.
There you go.
That's how it works.
It's all about family.
Yeah. It is all about family. And I forgot to, I didn't forget. I didn't know where the pay stubs are kept, you know.
Oh.
So, I don't know how to fill out the, you know, how to get paid and everything. So, you know, it's really weird. So I left without filling out my time card because it was 6 o'clock. Nobody was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know, you know, I didn't know when to, you know, to, it's like usually when I'm there, like I work till 2 or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So or 9 to noon. And then at noon, there's already somebody there. And I'll say, hey, can I get a form? They go, yeah, yeah. Then they'll walk over and get a form for me. Well, last night I ended and I was like, oh, crap. I don't even know where the forms are. So.
So you know what they're saying today.
I have no idea.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lytle, for donating your 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be. I mean,
and look, he donated his time. He doesn't even want paid.
And I did a live thing, you know.
Yeah.
So wasn't that nice of me?
It was just wonderful around the holiday time for you to donate such time.
Yeah, I was donating to everyone. That's what it feels like. So, yeah, what can I say? What can I say, Spanky?
You're giving person holidays.
Yeah. So what did you, you know, how was your day?
My day is starting out pretty good.
Yeah? You're not throwing
up? I actually don't have a temperature, and I'm not throwing up every other color in the book.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a fine thing to do.
It's a fine way to start the day off. You know, the problem is, though,
yeah,
since I quit drinking,
mm-hmm.
I noticed a lot of medical issues.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if I drink, I don't notice them.
Right.
So I'm thinking possibly maybe about a wagon flip.
Hmm. You think that's it?
Well, I notice more medical issues when I'm coherent.
Yeah. This is very interesting.
So I might put that up for grabs. Maybe the listeners of the show could help me out.
Yeah.
Tell me either to jump or not jump.
Yeah, to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I wonder what's up with that. Hmm. Good old Spanky. So, I'm glad that you're feeling, you know, we're glad you're feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for that. As compared to, you know. As compared to what you were before. So now we're back and we're ready to get right into it.
Yep. How's Nikki doing with her revoked license?
Well, her revoked license.
Well, I listened to the show yesterday and it sounded like she lost her license.
Well, no, she, her car is screwed up. Yeah. She has some sort of I don't even know what it is. Like her exhaust or something is not working properly.
And she's now looking for a roommate?
No. No.
Well, see, I was in and out of consciousness when I listened to it.
Yeah, no, she's not looking for a roommate.
Oh, I thought she was looking for a roommate and her license got revoked.
No, she was getting very... very woe's me.
Oh.
Yeah. So then TJ, you know, was listening to the show, and he goes, well, I'll get in there and, you know, take care of everything for her.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was very nice, right?
Oh, very nice.
Well, then she, who knows what her deal. She ended up getting very suspicious of what TJ's motives were.
Mm.
She says, well, what's he going to do? I said, he's going to look at your car. Well, who's going to pay for the... I said, he's going to do it. She goes, well, I don't... you know, everything was like a reason why not.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he'll fix your car. Well, how does he know how to do that? I'm like, I don't... I said, he drives a truck. I don't know. I'm sure he knows how to fix things.
Mm-hmm.
She was insistent on him being up to some malfeasance. You know, she was very questioning of what his motives were. I'm like, there is no motive. Some people are just decent people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just want to help you. And she was like, okay. You know. So I don't know, you know. It's just it's very weird. I mean, it was like, I don't even know how to describe it. She took the offer of help and, you know, immediately shat on it. You know,
well, that wasn't very proper.
Exactly. So I don't know why, you know. I don't know what's going on with her, but that's what she did. So anyway, yeah. What can you do? So, you know, she said she had a problem with her exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
And TJ said, oh, I know what that is. He goes, I know what that is. I'll fix it. And she's like, well, I don't know. You know, she sometimes gets like Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she got Louis Anderson yesterday. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know, right? And that's how she, that's how we left it. So, you know, I'm sure that there was more, but that's what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what she's going to do, you know.
Well, we're going to have to get that fixed. The holidays are coming.
Right, yeah, she's got to get her car fixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be driving around. So I said, hey, TJ can fix your exhaust. She goes, well, I don't have the money at all to give him to buy the parts. And I go, there's no cost. She's like, how? I'm like, he just said he'd fix it. I don't know what he's going to do. He'd fix it. Yeah. So she's so, you know, she's just really, she's so untrust. I mean, I don't even know. Her enemy right now, Brett, is saying, this Nikki's very untrusting. Nikki's enemy, Brent, offered to take her to a rock concert, and she rudely wanted nothing to do with it. I don't know why she wouldn't want to go to a concert with Nikki's enemy.
She wouldn't even go to a concert?
Yeah, they offered her a free chance to go to the concert. Said he'd take her to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. No, it was a guy who calls himself her enemy, but
mm-hmm.
She wouldn't go there with, I mean, come on. I don't get it. Now you won't fix the exhaust. Someone offered to fix it and she's backing out. I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is very odd. That's all I'll say. It's all very strange. But unlike her, is, you know, what do you do? For example, TJ says, being a mechanic is what paid me to go to school to get my license to drive a truck. He goes, I'm Ford factory certified, you know.
Uh-huh.
So all these things. So, you know, he was offering to help her out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. I don't know.
She needs to take the help.
Yes, take the help. You got someone offering you the help. Take it. Take the help. For goodness sakes. This is what you have to do. Good Lord. Heavens to Murgatroyd. Take the damn help. I mean, come on. I don't know what she is so afraid of. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's so bizarre like that, you know. Instead of accepting someone's offer, Thank you. Instead of several, except,
thank you.
Except for,
thank you.
You're welcome. Instead of just accepting someone's courtesy, she ends up, you know.
Thank you for waking me up.
Thank you. She ends up, you know, questioning it. Sometimes you don't question. You just go, oh, my God, thank you, you know. And you let them fix your car for you.
Maybe she needs me to accompany TJ when he goes down there to fix it.
Yeah, maybe.
She and needs... I'll sit in her house with her.
Yeah.
And I'll bring my clean towel.
Yeah. Yes.
She's... Well, it's in case I start sweating.
She's so questionable, you know.
Oh.
Really is. Hey, K&S Cleaning Service, you know, which is doing the big contest right now.
Yes.
We've only got a couple more days, guys. Only a couple more days, and then we're going to start picking one. K&S Cleaning Services, of course, are so, boy, I'll tell you, they're really fired up. They got the new page, you know?
Mm-hmm.
K&S Cleaning Service page, and they love getting stuff out in there. Really do. And what they like is people, you know, taking the message from them and sharing it. That's what they like. They like people that take the message. The one that says, if you share this post, you'll be eligible to win a free cleaning for the person you're most thankful for. On November 17th, the Morning Disaster Show is going to send a message to one lucky person like you who has shared this post. If you then call the show within 5 minutes, you'll win the grand prize. Just give the address and we'll be there to make sure the kitchen, living room, and other entertainment areas are ready for the holidays. All right? It says...
How could you not
exactly
share that?
It says, start thinking about who you're going to give this prize to or keep it for yourself. We are thankful for you and this giveaway is our way of showing it. So share this post and win this grand prize. They'll also be giving away runner-up prizes of a basket with cleaning supplies, towels, sponges, lottery tickets, and one free general cleaning. So get there and like the page, K&S Cleaning Service, 556-8915. That's 556-8915. Save that page. Put that page on your social media page. And the one who notices it and shares it will be the one who ends up getting the free cleaning. So that's very cool, you know.
Oh, yeah, from top to bottom, yeah. Inside. I mean, they're going to clean everything in your house.
That's pretty good, right?
Between holidays and that, what more could you ask for, trying to cook and do everything else?
Yes, who has time to do the cleaning? I think it's a very good gift. So make sure you go on there today, grab that page from Facebook and share it. And share it, just like we did Instagram and Twitter as well. So share the page, and who knows, you'll be very huge. All right, very big in the world of cleaning by doing that, okay? And tomorrow,
that's awesome.
Tomorrow is when we're going to start. Is we're going to start calling people to, or not, besides not tomorrow, I think 2 days is when we're going to call people to get the actual cleaning. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty cool. All right.
Great.
All right. So, I have that down. Look at this. I'm just rolling through everything today.
Just getting right on with the business.
Yeah, that's right. With the business. That's with the business.
Excuse me, sirs. I remember cleaning myself. I was cleaning myself, and camp counselor Harry was helping me with the cleaning.
Uh-huh.
Which was very sweet of him. When it, you know, when he would clean it, it would make me feel wonderful, nice and cozy and clean, and it was such a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very nice, little Lloyd. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, he would come over to my house in his maid costume, and he would knock on the door, you know, knock, 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 and I would answer the door, hello, it's a little Lloyd, and then he would say, oh, that's wonderful, why, here I am to clean your house. And I'll go, oh, that's fantastic, you're going to clean my house. and then I would turn around, and he would take the feather duster and shove it up my ass.
What the hell?
Why would he shove the feather duster up your ass?
I do not know, sir. He would shove it up my ass, and then he'd make me take my ass to certain places and move it around.
Okay.
To clean. It was very disconcerting.
So do you think that people are afraid they're going to get a feather duster shoved up their ass if they, you know, maybe that's what it is? Maybe they're afraid that they'll, you know, who knows what's going on?
Yes, horrible. And then he would tell me things like, listen, bitch. And it was very rotten. He would call me a bitch and make me clean things from all over the house. It was very, very troubling, sirs.
Well, that just sounds not very fun at all. That sounds horrible.
He's had really a troubled life.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Maybe the next gift we can get a psychiatrist visit.
I would like that, sirs. Excuse me.
Good Lord.
Oh, it's so sad.
A feather duster. It sounded, you know, the story, it started out so nice. It really did. It sounded like, oh, we've got a nice story from Little Lloyd. And we ended up with, we ended up with a feather duster stuck in his ass. Wow. It's very sad. It's a very sad tale. Really, I mean, goodness gracious. That just doesn't sound, poor thing.
My ass is really sore.
Yeah, that sounds very, very bad. The way his ass was betrayed from people. And I'm not sure.
I wonder if he's going to be spending time with Camp Counselor Harry at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Yeah.
Yes, sirs. I will be spending time with Camp Counselor Harry for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, awesome.
You're welcome, sirs.
Well, that's wonderful. All right, let's
see. That's great.
What else do I have here? I've got a phone call. Hi, you're on Morning Disaster.
Well, morning, Ray. Morning, Spanky.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's TJ.
Hey, TJ.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, man.
So
I'm getting ready to drag the welder out and weld some exhaust on the motorhome, arguing with my 4-year-old over dog names.
Well, that's a good argument.
Yeah. That sounds like like you're winning. I'm not sure what you're winning, but you're winning.
I'm losing miserably. No, Riley, his name is Chester. No, it's LeFleur.
LeFleur.
Yes, everybody knows LeFleur.
Yeah, LeFleur, the gay dog. So, hey, tell me about your offer to Nikki yesterday.
Pretty much, you know, let me get a look at it. I'm sure what's wrong with it. If it's off, it's easy.
Yeah. She's so...
I mean, you're... An OEM replacement muffler for that car can't be over $50. And I'm sure I can cough that up. That's not hard. And you're talking 20 minutes of welding and spanking. You know what I mean? Take it out.
I got your phone was breaking up there. What was that again?
I said it'd take me 20 minutes to weld it up, and Spanky could go with me and take a clean towel.
Yeah.
Yes, that was my plan.
And that's it. She's so damn...
No big deal.
She's so... I don't know what she is. She's so Nikki. You know?
Well, maybe past issues.
Yeah, I think everything to Nikki has got to be a defeat, you know? There's got to be a defeat. And if it isn't, then it's just, then what can you do? Everything has got to be some type of, you know, plan, an evil plan, by the way, to defeat her. that's what she does. So, yeah, I thought it was nice. You offered to go over there for free and fix it and stuff. I thought that was very cool. But no, not for now.
I mean, I've got the generator's here, the welder's here. It's just a matter of load them up in the back of the truck and go.
Yeah. So I don't know what Nikki's deal is.
I don't like watching good people suffer.
Yeah. I don't understand, you know. Oh, well, I don't know. But the next time she gets on, I'll figure out what's going on and help her take care of it. You know.
Going to play psychologist, Bray?
Yeah, I think I will. I think I'll play, yeah. When I'm done with her, she'll sound like a chicken. I don't know what that means. Anyway, yeah. So, good old Nikki. So you were legitimately going to fix it?
Yeah, I was legitimately going to fix it.
Yeah, I think she thinks it's a joke. And it's like, no, we're not joking here. This is your life. We're going to, you know, we're going to fix it. We say we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it.
And we're all on the same team, you know. Yeah. I learned in the military, you back your teammates up, period.
Yeah. Huh. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well,
thank you then. You're still the, it's still out there then, right?
Oh, yeah, it's still out there.
All right.
Just, yeah, let me know.
All right, sounds good. All right, TJ, I thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
She has no need to be so leery of every call that comes in to help her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some people just want to do something nice. I don't understand it. I do not understand her, I don't understand her inability to accept wonderful things. It really is. It's very, I don't know. It's just very strange. So, yeah, there you go. I don't know. I just don't know what to say to Nikki. Other than, you know, give people a chance. Give them a shot and get it taken care of. Come on now. So what else is happening, Spanky?
Well, just... not a lot. Like I said, just trying to heal up.
Mm-hmm. From your sick, yeah.
Yeah, having a flu.
Yeah.
Like I said, I really thinking about flopping the wagon because I think I was much better off when I was intoxicated 24/7.
Well, maybe it was killing little viruses inside you, and you know.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's something that you could be doing. You never know.
So.
I would find, to me, that sounds very, very nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's injured and they're, trying to fix it for them. I don't understand her hesitancy. Unless she thinks we're somehow just going to, you know. I don't even know why she'd think this, but she's somehow going to plop it back in her face. Or I don't know what she, you know. I don't know what she's getting at. But she was very leery of the offer. That's all I remember. Very leery of a person doing something good for her. And that's all I know.
Oh, and by the way, are we doing shows next week before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, sure. We're doing,
okay.
Yeah, we're doing Monday show and Tuesday and Wednesday. And then that's it. You know,
hey,
I will be
calling in live from Kansas City.
Look at you, huh?
Going well, hopefully if I can get this flu under control, going out to my buddy's house for Thanksgiving.
That sounds very nice.
So
what, you and the wife?
Maybe there's a chance maybe I can get out and about and we can find some inbreeders.
Yeah. So you and your wife will head over to Kansas City?
Yeah, we're going to head out there on Saturday.
That sounds very nice.
Well, it's a long drive, but yeah.
It's not that long, right?
Hey, 800 and some miles.
Oh. Good Lord.
About 13 hours.
To Kansas City?
Well, no, we're going all the way down to the bottom. We're going to Elkhart, Kansas.
Oh, okay.
No, it's on the it borders with Oklahoma and Colorado.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, when you step out the door, you just go a couple blocks this way and you're in Oklahoma, and six blocks the other way, you're in Colorado.
Oh, that sounds horrible. Well, I take it back.
Good time.
I take it back. Oh. Oh, my God. No, I thought you were,
Kansas City. No, it's only about 6 hours.
Yeah. I mean, you're going all the way. Well, good for you.
Yeah, we're going out there where the goats are goat and the men are men.
Yeah, and the goats are scared of the men. We know what's going on over there. Mm-hmm. Think there's ever been a cattle rape going on?
There might be.
There could be, right?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about going out there. I don't know. It sure would be nice if Little Noid would go with me.
Well, sir, back in the day, the Indian, the Poncho Indians, they were securely entrenched into the Elkhart, Kansas City area. They had taken over, sirs.
Uh-huh.
And what they did was they kept the men prisoners.
Oh, no.
And let the women do the work.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah, the women were having to do everything. They would hunt. They would fish. They would secure the food for the community.
Mm-hmm.
While the men had circle jerk competitions.
Circle jerk?
Yeah, circle jerking.
Hmm.
Someone from my family, not to brag, a member of my family, at least I can't. This is over at Camp Wanasleepa. They would lay around, and it'd be like, "Excuse me, sir, do you want to have a circle jerk contest?" And they'd say, "Well, precisely, I would love to have a circle jerk contest. Thank you." And then they would have a circle jerk contest right there in the. Right in the middle of town.
Right in the middle of town.
Yes. And then, so what would happen is that they would, the men would lay around.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be on their backs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that way when they were up, they would, their penises would be facing toward the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would get themselves together, you know. They'd have to jerk it up, you know. And then they would yell, "Go!"
Mm-hmm.
And then they would each, they would play with themselves. And then one of the people would be up top, would be up top when it was all over. They would end up being the winner of the circle jerk contest.
Oh, okay.
Which was very cool, sirs. It was something that was in detail for the best one. You know, that's how they would determine who the winner was.
Hmm.
Of course, not to fib, but at times my relatives would finish first and third. A fourth, a seventh, that was just one person. And then we would, go about the rest of the day.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it was a wonderful time, the circle jerk competitions of the Indians back in the Elkhart, Indiana, Elkhart, Missouri days.
Okay.
So just to let you know, sir.
Well, I'm going to have to call my friend, you know.
Yes. Well, the circle jerks are very intensive, sir. They were very, very intensive.
Okay. I'll have to ask him when we go downtown what time them start.
Yes, the circle jerks were very interesting. Everyone just taking their time and, just You just sit waiting for somebody to say, go, you know. I'm getting ready right now.
And there we have it.
Yes, sir. Hold on, I'm almost up. All right. Okay, anytime you're ready, sir, I will gladly perform the masturbation for you.
That's all right. That's okay.
Okay.
We're fine.
Are you sure, sir? I'm facing straight up if you'd like me to go. I'm very engaged to say, sir. Engaged.
It's okay.
Ready to stroke. To stroke my meat. Sir.
We're going to have to get control of the show.
Right.
It is out of control.
I'll even talk a certain way. Hold on, I'm getting ready. I might just hold my balls for the first one.
What?
Not even put a stroke on till the end. Make it last a little longer.
What about that weather?
That's disturbing. So the female would hunt. And the males would circle jerk. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I hope that's still not going on when we get out there.
Well, I would hope. I mean, that's just that's troubling. That is a very, very troubling problem.
I might have to call him today after the show and ask him.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're not going downtown to the circle jerk, are we?
I would hope that, that you don't have to stick. What would the winner of the circle jerk get?
A winner?
Yeah, the person who, like, won the contest. You know, like, what do you get for winning?
Yes. Well, they would get just acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement? There wouldn't be any kind of prize or something special for the... For the winner? I mean, it seems right, Spanky. Wouldn't it seem that...
Well, it just seems like a contest.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't they get something?
Well, of course they would get something, sir. They would get acknowledgement and praise from the other individuals. That's what they would get.
But that's all. Like, there was no money, no medallions, no... This is the winner?
Oh, no, sir. We would never exchange money for masturbation, please. Oh, funny.
I didn't realize that was something that was going on. So what would the women do like when the men went to hunt?
Oh, sirs, the men never went to hunt. It was always a woman's job. They had to hunt. They had to fight off the advances of other troops. They would get their children, except for the male ones. We would leave the male children so they could grow up to be great masturbators. And that's how it worked.
Well, that sounds...
Wow.
That sounds like a great tribe of Indians. I had no idea that was going on. There was masturbating.
Why the women went out and hunt and cooked and...
Circle jerks, yes. Absolutely.
The women, did they gather food?
Yes, they did.
Sounds like we missed a very interesting time.
I might have to keep an eye out for that when I go out there.
Yes, you got to watch circles of men having masturbation contests.
I will tell you, the last time we were out there, though, one of the weirdest things I've seen is we was out in the country just cruising.
Yeah.
That was back in my drinking days.
Right.
And we were having a few beers. And when they still have cattle drives.
Yeah.
Where they run their cattle from field to field on horses. They just run them right down the middle of the country road.
What? Really?
Yeah, if you're coming down a country road and they're moving cattle, you have to stop in your vehicle. It's a law, supposedly. And let the cattle go by.
Really?
Yeah. I'm hoping this time to get out there and we see it, and I'm going to stop and videotape it.
Yeah, I mean, this is just bizarre. It's very strange.
So with that in mind, there still may be circle jerks going on downtown. Yeah.
Maybe you got to wait for you wait for the cattle to get through.
You got to let them get the cattle across the road.
Yeah. Maybe that's, who knows? Maybe that's, maybe that's how they make their commerce. Running cattle through town and, And the women, what do the women do?
Out there?
Yeah.
I didn't see too many women doing a whole lot of anything.
Oh, well, good. Well, at least they're past working, like they were in the olden days.
Yeah, they weren't gathering food and hunting when I was out there.
Thank God.
They were allowed to sit at the same tables as us when we had meals.
Right. Well, that's wonderful, so.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Thank God.
So what's going on with you guys for Thanksgiving? Got a house full?
No, I don't think so. I know it's, to be honest, I hope not.
Yeah.
I think it's, what do we have? Me, my wife, my daughter, DC, will come by. That's it, I think. We'll watch the Cowboys game, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all. I mean,
I didn't know if you had spam of the brothers and sister-in-laws.
Well, no, my brother and sister, they come by on Thanksgiving night because, they have, they have their own Thanksgiving that they do during the day,
Oh, okay, family.
No, I take it back. My brother Goose will probably come over. My mother might come over. Yeah. So now as I'm talking, it's growing bigger by the second, so.
Yeah, your mother will be over here like 8 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Well, you should try the circle jerk, sir. It's a lot of fun.
No thanks, little Lloyd. No thanks. We'll be fine without that.
You could have tea and crumpets and watch the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah, it's true.
Or the circle jerk.
Thank you, little Lloyd.
With the circle jerk involved. Okay.
Yeah, we got the circle jerk, so.
I'm going to take that rabbit.
Little Lloyd, what are you doing?
Nothing, sir.
I think you're still jerking.
You jerked that right up. I've already finished twice.
All right. That sounds wonderful. Sounds fantastic.
Hopefully he won't videotape his Thanksgiving.
Well, let's hope not. Let us. Let's hope it's not videotaped. That would be.
So what else is going on, good?
That would be horrible. What was that again?
What else has been going on good since I've been gone?
Well, let's see. What was going on? I had to go to the doctor a couple times. But I think, I think I'm getting back to normal,
Did you make sure you stayed off the stank list?
Yeah. I'm not, I was maybe on it for one day when my wife was gone. But then I shaved. I was still trying, I showered. I'm still trying to shower more than once a day, At least once. So, I'll get up and I'll do the show. And then I'll shower, Get myself clean up around the house. I'm trying not to just work in the morning and then always work, right after. Mm. So that's what I'm trying to do, Which is nice. I've sort of changed a little bit, Because I wrote down a note. Always shower, I did all the things that I have to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know off the top of my head.
Did she make you a little checklist for you?
Well, no, I made it for myself. I actually made the checklist. I made the checklist myself, and you know, and I follow it.
Well, good.
That way, I know, you know, how I'm, if I'm going to have a good day or a bad day or anything else. So, I feel like I've, you know, I feel like I've accomplished when I do that. So, anytime there's a shower taken and you know certain things are being done, and then I'm doing fine. Then I am doing fine. Yeah. Although it's kind of crazy. It's like I do need, you know, it's like I need a, you know, I just don't have a job, like a normal job, you know?
I know what that's like.
Yeah. It's strange, you know? Because I did have, you know, I did have a job for quite a long time, and then I don't, and, you know, it's always, you know, excuse me.
Well, at least you were able to go to your job yesterday and you didn't get fired.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, because usually after one day you get fired.
Yeah, no, I don't think this place wants to fire me. I think that, you know, no, I think they
no,
want
to. No, they sound like a good group of people.
Yeah, no, they seem to, you know, want to put me on. No, I don't know anything about the new general manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know what's up there, but you know,
can you foreclose who that is?
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the guy's name, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a good guy, and blah blah blah. I don't know, but I know that
I'll drop in and introduce myself and tell him I'm
yeah, that'd be
your
good
advocate.
Idea. Swing on by and then just let him know that, you know, we like Ray, and that'll be, you know, that'd be good. Yeah. To let them know. Let them know where we stand, where I'm standing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm ready to take my position, you know. You gotta be ready.
He'd prefer to work overnight from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.
And you know what? That would actually be really cool. I'm serious. I think that would be – I really think that would be cool. You know, to go from someone who was so – you know, mornings, there's so many people listening. But I'll tell you something. I think there's a ton of people that listen overnights too.
Oh, yeah. Like I said – if you take TJ and myself when I was trucking,
yeah,
you're always flipping through for talk radio.
I know, right?
I mean, that's in the middle of the night. It keeps you awake. It's something good to listen to. And
yeah, I think I'd be good at it. I really do. Like a talk radio show, you know.
I know that I would be, sir.
Thank you, Little Noid.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, that'd be fun. You're just talking in the overnight. Keeping people awake.
Yep.
That'd be a hell of a, you know, that'd be a hell of a gig. You know, I don't know what you talk about, but I guess whatever. You know. Space aliens and the like.
Yeah, but you know, after a while, though, you would get listeners and they'd start calling in.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You never know what they're talking about. I did turn into an overnight radio station once, and they actually were, this is true, they were talking about space aliens.
Really?
Yeah. Which is very crazy, you know? But that's what they were into. They loved space aliens.
Love their aliens.
Yeah. They were...
Oh, everybody's got to love something.
It was like the guy was doing something normal. He was like, oh, you know, it's a trucker's network, blah, blah, blah. And, go ahead, Hal, you're on. How are you, Hal? Well, I'm good, sir. Listen, I was driving down the road in my truck. Yes? And a shiny truck drove up drove up to me and flew over my head and... let out these lights, and you know, yes, that one. And then they seemed to eject my body from my truck. You're like, what? You know, it's like, it's just normal. And then they proceed to like go into a whole thing about how the aliens, you know, the aliens had me in a thing and they spun me around and then they were probing me. It's insane.
Okay.
And then you're like, what? And then, and then suddenly when they're done, they always like take the body, okay, and they put it back in a position like, you know, in just a normal position. And then they go, and it seemed like I was there for days. I was like, well, how much time went by? And they said, no time. So, I mean, that's kind of weird. The truckers, the truckers being abducted and... there's something strange going on with that.
I'll have to call your brother sometime. He's still out trucking, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a trucking fool.
I wonder if he's ever been abducted or assaulted.
I don't know. I really don't know. So, I don't think he's ever been assaulted by anyone. I don't know who'd want
to. Never had anything probed in or out of his body while trucking?
I believe his body's fine as he's trucking. I don't know if anybody want to probe him. Yeah, so these late night shows are weird, you know. And then there's like the people that you meet, they're always like meeting people. And yeah, it was strange, you know, but a good kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like to do that, you know, which I know the times are very strange. I mean, who wants to be up at that hour, but I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be, you know,
because there you could start.
Yeah, it let me
trucker
know.
Trucker talk.
Yeah, it let me know like who the crazy people are.
Oh, they're out there.
But it's like this. It's like here, you know, with the internet, you'll think you got an audience that's, you know, the audience is just regular, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll take a call from someone and they'd have like a normal conversation, you know, and then like at the end of it, they just sort of blurt something out. They just blurt things out that make you go, what? You know, it's just very weird.
Speaking of that, you know who we haven't heard from for a while?
Who's that?
Dog food lady.
Yeah. You know, she called me yesterday when I was on, WMAY.
Oh, okay.
But I put her on hold, or she was put on hold, and I was told she was on. I was like, oh, cool. And then when I went there, she was gone. But she would have had to have held for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
You're right. I would have liked to have, would have liked to have talked to her.
Oh, definitely.
But she was nowhere to be, you know. She was nowhere to be found.
She might have got abducted by an alien.
Who knows? You're probably right. Yeah. So I don't know what she was up to. The dog food lady was definitely wanting to. Dog food lady was definitely wanting to be in on it for whatever it was. Yeah. So there you go. You got to watch out.
You never know who's out there.
Right. Yeah. You got to watch it out, buddy. Because sometimes the people are quite weird. It's very strange.
Yes,
it's very strange. And I know you half don't believe me, but man, I'm telling you, there it's really real. They will, that's just how it worked. They'd be, you know, you're driving down and, you know, they're putting this into actual discussion. That's how they do it. It's very strange. It's like they're talking and then all of a sudden they're, they're being abducted and that's normal. You know, you have to believe. It's like, how are you, John? I'm good. How are you, Jason? I'm good. So tell me, what are you up to today? Well, you know, I got to take a load to Chicago, and then see, I'm coming home in the afternoon. That sounds fine. Yeah, and then let's see, I'm coming home, and then I got to take the garbage out, got to read a book. I got to be abducted by aliens, and I got to do some dishes. Oh, you go like, what? And then they come back, and they describe the, you know, they describe the whole being abducted by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's loads of fun.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, we're stopping off in Kansas to a Circle Jerk.
Yeah.
At about 3:15.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm, yeah.
Oh, God. I forgot.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I won. I came in first, and third, and fourth.
Or what?
Came first, third, and fourth. And I let the second guy, you know, catch me.
I thought he was constipated for a minute.
Well, no more. He freed it up. I got best of bits to play here in a second.
Awesome.
Let me see. What are we going to play here? We'll do, what's something that sounds good? We have, I don't even know what this is. Chicken Charlie. What the? Oh, we have Chris the Blind DJ. That's kind of interesting. I don't know when that's from. A blind DJ stops by the radio station.
Huh.
So maybe we're going to listen to that today.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. And then we got Mark talking about the Kings of Comedy. Which was, what was that? That was a Cedric the Entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
That could be very dangerous. I got listener mail from the network. You know, I got quite a few things to play for best of bits today. So there you go. Yeah, this is a pretty good. You want to start one?
I'll start with Blind Chris.
All right, where's Blind Chris? Chris, the blind DJ. Okay, here we go. We'll start. This is our best of today. Let's get our intern from the intern exchange program from California, Chris.
Intern.
Rocky said he's the blind DJ.
Oh, yeah?
I'm serious.
3 years.
3 years.
That's right.
From California. How are you? Welcome to town.
Thank you.
Now, you are in visiting Springfield.
Yes, I'm up here visiting for about 3 weeks.
Very nice. I want to have you throw darts at Bodine. I really do. I want to put Bodine against, like, a wall and have him throw darts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. Pretty cool.
Bodine can be the target.
I have faith in you, man. I have faith that you won't hit him.
You have faith that I won't hit him.
I have faith you will not hit Bodine with a dart if we put him against the wall and I had you throw darts at him.
Okay.
You know. All right? I have faith.
He's also shoots pistols.
Yes, yeah. I do.
I wish he had a
you
gun.
You know, if
with
we
you.
Can't find any darts, you know, maybe we can find a pistol.
Mikey, we got it all set up?
We're going to do it right there against the garage.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. We've got a bucket out here. We're going to fill a bucket with
now,
rocks.
We're not going to throw darts.
Rocks.
Yeah. Bodine will be standing against the wall, and Chris, we're going to have you throw rocks at him.
Okay, what is the outcome of this game?
If you hit him, we'll give you stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. If you miss him, then we'll give Bodine stuff.
You give Bodine stuff.
Yeah.
We'll give him, like, his life.
Yes. We'll make it so that he won't have to get abused for a week or something, all right?
Not a week.
All right, for a day. Mikey, are you ready?
We're ready. We're outside.
Right, now, explain what's going on.
All right, Bodine is about 15 feet away from Chris up against,
okay.
up against the garage. He's got his motorcycle helmet on.
He's got his helmet on?
Yes, helmet.
Little helmet Bodine.
Chris has got a bucket full of rocks.
All right, let me explain. Chris is the blind DJ from California who's visiting us in the intern exchange program.
Right.
And now he's going to throw rocks at Bodine.
Yeah,
this
he is.
I'll tell you, this All is right. I am ready. I am ready for this.
We've got him. We've got him pretty far from the window. I don't think.
Yeah, please, man.
We've got him pretty.
That's
far
scaring
away.
The hell out of me.
No way. Let me ask a question, Mr. Raymond.
Yeah, Bodine.
What's going to happen when I get hurt with these rocks?
Oh, I'm sure you won't get hurt.
What do you mean? I got this guy who's blind. He can't see. He's going to whip rocks at me.
Hey, just remember, if he doesn't hit you, then you win. Just watch out, Bodine, because he's got good power of smell. He can sniff you out.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't want to talk to him no more. I'm just going to go back here, stand against this wall, let him do it.
Sean, can you see?
Yeah, I can.
Right over his head. He just missed the top of his head. He missed him by a foot.
All right.
You sure you can't see?
Oh, he missed him that time pretty far.
Hold on.
He missed that one. Wasn't as good a throw. Uh-huh. Oh, he's missed it. All right. Are you ready, Chris?
He's winging pretty good,
he's
too.
He's reloading. He hit him in the leg.
He hit Bodie.
I didn't realize he threw one. Oh, he's throwing him again.
That did not feel good. Can I go home now?
No.
Did he hit me?
Keep going.
Oh, he's got a big rock. It's a big rock. Okay, Chris. Oh, let it go.
He's got a big one.
Oh. What was that?
Oh, what was the window?
What?
The window.
That was a window.
Man.
What happened, Sean?
He broke the window.
Broke the window.
He broke the window.
Oh, my God. I don't want to get near Kushak.
Wait a minute. I got Mikey and Bodie. Where's the blind guy?
We left him out
He's
there.
Still out there all by himself. Somebody's got to get him out
of
there.
Wait a minute. The guy threw a rock and broke the window.
Broke the window.
Jeez.
Will you go out there and get the guy, please? Clean up the mess.
Yes, sir.
Like that's the first window they've ever seen broken.
Get Mikey! Yes.
Mikey.
Come here. Is Mikey coming over?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tom's just about to go out there. Have Bodine pick up the box of rocks, and if they ask, tell him Bodine did it.
Here we go.
Hey, by the way.
And they leave it. Good. Leave him.
Right,
leave him.
Yeah. Leave Bodine out there by himself?
Yeah. Just go on in.
Okay,
just go on in. Just leave Bodine out there.
Okay,
that way when Kushak walks out, all he'll see is Bodine.
Okay. Fat boys.
All he'll see is broken window. And then he'll see Bodine with a box of rocks. Yeah.
Another railroad.
That was not funny.
What happened?
Mr. Kushak come out there.
Yeah.
Well, since I was picking up the rocks, I'm the one that got blamed for a window. You know what he said?
What?
He said, you lost the paycheck.
You got in trouble for the window?
Yeah, I didn't even throw the rocks. All I was doing was picking them up, and he'd come out there yelling at me.
I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing for blind Chris. Taking the blame for his breaking the window.
He broke the window.
I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing for this man. Very nice.
Funny.
Hey, let me ask right now. Bodine, you say you didn't break it. Hey, Chris, did you see?
I didn't see me break the window.
There you go. He didn't see anything.
Well, he can't see.
He saw nothing. Sorry, Bodine, that's your only witness.
Who was closest to the window when it broke?
Yeah.
Was it me?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Bodine.
No windows around me right.
Yeah.
Who got caught red-handed with rocks in his hand?
Yeah, who got caught with rocks in his hand?
I declined to say. Can I talk to Dave?
What are you going to do, blame a blind guy, Bodine? What's wrong with you?
Well, I didn't break the window.
Sure. Blame a blind guy. What kind of rat bastard would do such a thing?
Ray, I've studied the career of Judge Kushak.
Yes.
And the why would I defense has never passed in his courtroom.
Last week, because of the weather,
the
signals of the various radio stations that we are on,
mm-hmm.
two.
How many?
Two.
I lost count after one.
Yes, two. The signals were kind of screwed up because of the weather. Okay. So I get a letter.
Phenomenon referred to as temperature influx.
This guy, his name is Dave Bingham.
Who?
Dave Bingham. Says, Ray. I was listening to you in DeKalb.
Wow.
So Cindy Crawford.
Isn't that something? The Rock 106 signal from Peoria was somehow reaching DeKalb.
Wow.
So I'm originally from Decatur, so for the past 4.5 years, I listened to the show. I thought when I moved up to DeKalb, I would never, ever hear your show again.
He was glad of that.
For some reason, Rock 106 is coming in better than Q101 out of Chicago.
Wow.
And we're only 59 miles away from Chicago. How far is... Does anybody have any idea how far DeKalb is? It's got to be it.
About 98 miles.
A haul from...
Yeah.
98.
Marvin, what makes you say that?
I know because I used to decastle corn there at the hospital.
Really?
They used to take us up there and unload us.
Probably about a good 5 inches on most maps.
I don't don't know. I think Marvin mentioned Cindy Crawford from there. Maybe he was stalking her.
I don't know.
Yeah.
98
Cindy,
miles.
Cindy Crawford is, in fact, from DeKalb.
Yes, she was in high school then.
My father was.
Did you detassel her as well?
I tried, but I was taken away.
He tried to deflower her.
Yes. I detasseled
Your show is so much better than the lame one on Q101 in Chicago. It is wonderful to hear you guys. I wanted to tell you, as long as the signal comes in to DeKalb, I will be listening. Your show is the best. Enjoying the show in DeKalb, Dave Bingham. So the bad news is for this guy is I think that it was part of the weather, and I imagine they're probably not hearing it today. So
what's funny? No, but what's ironic about that is the fact that DeKalb was getting 106, right? Because of the weather? Well, because of the weather, Riverton was the only station, the only place that was getting us.
It was weird because in Springfield on WQLZ, they couldn't hear us in Springfield.
Yeah.
Except the part of Springfield completely dead.
But I guess the weather is, the weather's back and, you know.
But you know what? You know what? If they do want to listen, available on the World Wide Web.
That's true. Yeah, I guess people from DeKalb could listen on the web.
Yeah. You know what's amazing? How many people I've talked to in Peoria listen to the show at work on their computer?
I've gotten a lot of people that emailed me from, like, far-off places. The guy from Arizona that used to listen to the show moved to Arizona and receives the newsletter that you get, the Motophone newsletter you can get from amorningdisaster.com. And he wakes up early in Arizona to listen to us on the net. So I think one of these mornings we should do a thing where, the person from the farthest distance away who calls when we tell them to, like, wins a prize or something. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah. here's something from Tim, how do you pronounce this one? Tim Zerlitek.
Smith.
Tim
Johnson.
Johnson. It says, Ray, welcome back to the Peoria area. Already your show is a big hit here, and everyone is loving the fact that you got back together with John Lamb. Why do you guys make it sound like we're lovers or something, like we're getting back?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's so nice to see you guys together again.
We read that article.
So nice. Just say that it's nice to hear you're working with John again.
I see the love in your eyes.
Yeah. They read between the lines in that article in the Peoria Sun.
It says, I'm glad you're not hiring. You're not
Son.
Let's see. I'm glad you're not planning on hiring back Jim the photographer.
Oh my God! Let him rest.
That's what I say.
Leave him alone.
Let's see.
What else did he say?
He says something very. He says something very uncomplimentary about the former member of the program.
Oh.
I think I'll skip that. RTQ, if you think you're going to get my back dirty, you got another thing coming, you fat ass. John, I hope you're enjoying being on the radio.
No.
Everyone in Peoria is definitely enjoying having you back on in town. One last thing, Ray, and I mean this seriously. Neil and Bob are going down. Howard Stern is too old to make anyone laugh. I see an 8th to 1st place in Peoria in the near future for you guys. By the way, here's an idea for Bodine. He really stinks. I mean, he stinks so bad I can smell him in Peoria. He needs to take a bath, preferably in the river. I'll supply the soap. That's Rock On. It's from a guy named Tim Zerlatich
Johnson.
Thank you, Tim Johnson.
And last but not least, this is kind of cool. It says, Ray, my name is Marjorie, and I play for the Springfield Scream hockey team.
Oh. Hmm.
I come to you with a plea for help. we are seriously
lesbian.
No, stop.
I'm sorry. Nice. I should kill my microphone when I sneeze. I'm sorry.
Dyke.
Stop.
Oh, cut it out.
I'm sorry. Just kill my mic when I start this.
Since I come to you with a plea for help. We are seriously low on players this year. A number of players are not returning due to school family obligations. Right now, we need about 8 Lover's women. Coral. Stop it. No.
I'm sorry. Did you say they need 8 women or
right
women
now,
8?
We need 8 women.
get the puck out of here.
Who loved to play the coolest game on earth. It would truly be a shame if we could not continue due to lack of players. We won the state title for 2000. We are the only team outside of the Chicago area to do so. We thought since you are now able to reach so many people in Illinois, you could give us some help in getting the message out that we need players.
Okay.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
What's the name of the game?
But this is where it gets good. This is where it gets good. We'll do anything if you will help us. We'll even cook for the morning show if that would help.
I'll play, Ray.
You got to be a woman, Marvin. I make excellent cheesecake.
Oh, I bet.
That's from Marjorie of the Springfield Screen.
Well, you've seen those zany movies that Disney always puts out about a guy that plays on the girls' team.
Yeah.
Maybe I could just put a wig on and play some hockey.
Rich, you can put a wig on and...
could you imagine a check for me?
Check some women into the wall.
Yeah.
So he'd get his ass kicked.
Any girl.
What are you talking about?
Can you imagine Rich on skates, how tall he would be?
You know who should try out?
Hang on, let me think.
I'll give you a hint who could try out to play a hockey with the girls.
That's right.
He stinks. He's got a shaved head.
Hawk Dean.
Most hockey players, he doesn't change his pads for periods at a time.
Oh, my God.
It's Bodine.
There we go.
They have a jersey big enough
We should try to have Bodine go play with this. It's a girls' hockey team.
He's played goalie many years in a row for the Junior Blues in Springfield.
Do the girls they play here? Do they play in Springfield?
What's the name of the team again?
It's called the Springfield Scream.
They're actually pretty good.
The girls' team is?
Last year I watched a couple games.
Really?
Well, they're looking.
I love hockey.
Any girl. Did you try
I'd
to get
love
a press?
To go down to the locker room.
Did you get a press pass to the locker room, Chase?
No.
Any girls interested in playing, you know, if you want to, by all means. She didn't give me a number or anything where they could try out, so I don't know what they do. But
don't they play at the Nelson Center?
Well, I know, but any girls interested in playing, I would contact the Springfield Scream women's hockey team. They need some players. So there you go.
Yes, because I believe last year the Springfield Scream beat the Morton Moaners. And face the Lansing lick something, I don't know, for the final.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, for the winners.
Just don't tell me what the Carthage team was called. I got to take a break.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure I have to field complaint calls after the last letter being
read. Gonna get some mail,
yeah, thanks.
Right?
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. What?
Take some. Why don't
Subliminal
you take
coughing.
Some allergy medicine?
Subliminal
back
sneezing.
In a moment.
Well, there you go. Two best of bits. We had Bodine with the blind DJ and some listener mail. Not bad, huh?
Awesome.
Pretty good shows today, I thought.
Good way to end up the show.
Yeah, I like it. So tomorrow we'll be back on at 8:30 again with another episode of The Morning Disaster.
and it's Wednesday. Hello?
Little Noid? Hello? Hello?
Hold on a second.
Little Noid, is that you?
Hello?
Sorry, I hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
All right, sounds like Little Noid is still occupied. Well, there you go. Aren't we lucky? Okay.
Well, you know what else we got tomorrow?
What else we got tomorrow?
Wednesday morning porn.
Oh, that's right. Very excited about that. So tomorrow should be a fun day. Tomorrow should be a fun day. All right, let's wrap this one up, buddy.
Okay.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow morning with more of The Morning Disaster. Until then, you guys have a wonderful day.
See ya.
So long, everybody. So long.